Well, good evening, everybody. This is Steve Barish. This is a Steve Barish Healing Hour. If you would like to be touched and fixed up some way or other by being healed, I'm more than happy to help you. Please, our phone numbers are 1-877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 1-530-876-3222. And Canada and the United States is 888-815-9756. So I think tonight I had a very dear friend of mine, Karen, stop over this morning, and we were talking about introspection this time of the year. And I think it's a very good thought that we could talk about introspection and find out how we're all doing in terms of moving forward. And I think the most important thing is to be your truth. Hello?
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Albert. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Albert, what can we do for you this evening?
It's been a rough 2 days, but today I really felt a lot of energy loss and a lot of discomfort all around, but I feel very pretty much depleted today.
Okay.
And a lot of things going on in the solar plexus stomach area.
Okay. Have you had a rough couple of days at work?
No, I had some time off.
Oh, you did have some time off?
Yeah.
Did you do anything? Did you go outside into nature at all?
Well, Washington Square Park, feed the squirrels, that's about...
Yeah. Did you hug a tree, anything of that nature?
No, I didn't hug a tree. I fed the squirrels, but I didn't...
Okay. It's good to feed squirrels. I can always eat.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Okay, let's tune into you, Albert. I'm opening you up now. I'm getting into your solar plex now. You should be able to feel a lot of light in the area right there. Can you feel that?
Feel some expansion.
Good. Let's just see what's going on. Oh, you're depleted, Albert. You're depleted. The energy's going into you very nicely. You feel it in your hands now?
There's a slight tingling.
Good, good. Good.
Yeah, I do feel movement back on my back.
Right. Your aura is a little shut down, Albert. Let's just clear you a little bit more, and then we'll be able to move on to different areas. Okay. Have you been depressed, Albert?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
It's been a little rough week, actually, and I've been trying to overcome it.
Can you explain to me what happened, Albert? Or would you prefer, is it something we need to talk about privately?
Yeah, maybe privately. But
okay, well, we'll work on you and clear you, and then I can call you privately later, but let's get you clear first and build you back with energy.
Yeah, it's the solar plexus and the area of the liver. That's very tender.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the solar plexus is a beam of light. It looks like the sun that's in your solar plex now. As a matter of fact, it's in your diaphragm, which means that you've had a lot of emotional stress. So what we're doing is now it's going into your third eye now. Your heart shut down a little bit. So what we're doing is opening up your heart also. You should be able to feel a tingling from your first chakra at your groin area. There's a lot of light that's going in those areas that are building up your chakras again. Yes, I hear you. Your body is telling me that you need to be gentle with yourself. You haven't really been gentle. It's really important.
You mean emotionally? Because I do have a good diet, but you mean...
Well, the diet is okay, mm-hmm. but we need to be gentle with our thoughts.
Oh, that's interesting.
We need to be gentle with what we're doing in life. Part of our problem is we're rushing all the time, and we're not really taking a look to see what's going on. Sometimes we get lost in that. This is a very tough time of the year. Christmas is not an easy time for a lot of people. I know when I do my massage work, I would say at least 75% of my clients have been really, really stressed this year. So I can understand where you're coming from, and that's what we wanted to talk about tonight.
Interesting thing is sometimes, you know, when I use the mind to override it, you know, I would get maybe some relief, but it comes right back. So.
Yes. What you need to do is get in touch with your heart, and that's what we're opening up now, and the solar plex. As a matter of fact, it's opening up just above your solar plex now. So you should be able to feel that energy going into your head fairly well. Can you feel that?
Oh, I do, actually. It's sort of expanding. Yeah.
Well, your voice, yes. Your voice is changing, mm-hmm. and your energy is changing. Your voice is coming back, and it's not so unclear. So we know that we're clearing you.
Oh, thank you, Stephen.
Not a problem. Let's just work together and just get you clear. Now, you're opening up a lot more, Albert, but we need to take care of your aura here. I think what you need to do, Albert, actually, to be more specific, is really to understand that we need to be very gentle. And you haven't been gentle with yourself in the last few days. What you need to do is have loving kindness for yourself. And I think it's really, really important. Your sister is doing well, or is she feeling the same way?
Well, I've been so wiped out, Stephen, that I can really communicate with her in that mm-hmm. way to find out what's going on.
Okay.
I've just been trying to, you know how I am. I get kind of stoic,
yes.
and I said I try to override this, and I guess that's not being gentle.
You need not override anything. You need to have the feelings that you're feeling. What I would suggest doing is take the feelings and go deeper within yourself and find out what those feelings are. And that's what we're going to do this evening as soon as I can get to the area. I'm right there right now, and we're going deep inside of you right now. And what I'm doing is looking for the ball of light. There we go. There's the ball of light. Can you feel the building up of the inward going outward right now?
Oh, I do, as you
Good.
Speak. Yeah, I'm starting to feel a lot moving and behind my back.
Right, right. Well, your energy is changing because I can feel the energy building up in your body and in your voice. Your mind's becoming a little clearer, actually a lot clearer. So what we're doing is just clearing you out. I just want to check your spine. Yeah, that's getting clear. I guess we can talk about this time of the year as being a wonderful time of the year. It's a time of giving. But the most important thing to do is to try to understand that Christmas is every day. And the art of giving, and I'm talking about the art of giving, if you look at it as an artist would look at a painting, you're dealing with a lot of emotions. You're dealing with compassion. You're dealing with passion. You're dealing with anger. You're dealing with whatever comes up. And we need to live that. We need to live who we are. And we can't let... our anger override us, but we can let love override. But we need to deal with the issues that are coming up at the same time. So that would be a way of being gentle, is to understand what's going on. Okay. And we're in touch with the depression right now. So we're just going to clear that up. There we go. Can you feel yourself becoming more focused, Albert?
I do. I definitely feel a lot more awareness now. Before,
right,
it was definitely shutting down.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes, Albert, we can get to a point where we don't understand who we really are, and that's okay. The idea is that sometimes we need to be focused. Most of the times we should be running with the focus, and sometimes we don't. And the times that we don't is a time when we learn. So what we're doing right now is finding out what's bothering you. We can do that privately over the phone. But what I want to do right now is just to make sure that you're very centered. It seems like that's happening right now. Do you feel a lot more grounded? Can you feel the energy in your feet now?
Oh, I do, Stephen. I definitely feel things moving. I feel the energy moving. It's a big change since I called you 10
Terrific.
Weeks ago. Yeah.
Last week was very interesting on the show. I had this voice come down from heaven and said, you're going to be healing a million people tonight. And I told that to the audience last week, that we were working on a million people. And the energy was opening up, so it was very, very interesting. The same thing that's happening to you happened to a million people last week, maybe even more.
Wow.
So I'm watching the light opening up inside of you. It's really beautiful. It's okay, Albert. It's okay to be where you're at. We just need to balance you within that, in that point. You're being cleared beautifully. How does your mind feel now?
Oh, open, like blue and clouds. It's not dark. It was
okay. Good.
It's a big change.
We're just waiting for the blue cloud is God, by the way.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The blue cloud is a very beautiful blue, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. It's so amazing when our life can be turned around just by mentioning his name. What I need you to do, Albert, is breathe in the breath of God. Remember that one?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so what we need to do, is your necklace on, by the way?
It is. I actually got it cleaned 2 days ago.
Wonderful. Let's do the breath exercise together. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Very good. Oh, yeah. That's clearing things out. I breathe in the breath of God. Good. Okay, you need to let go, Albert. Just let go of everything. That's it.
Oh, yes, I know, Stephen. I know.
That's it. Be free of entanglements. I breathe in the breath of God. For anybody out in the audience, please do this breath. I think it'll help you tremendously. You're doing great, Albert. How does that energy feel? Your eyes should be opening up a lot more. Can you feel that?
Things are brighter.
Yes.
Yes, it definitely a lot more expansive. And
good. Good. It's a matter of just being. It's a matter of believing. As compassionate as you are with your sister, be twice as compassionate with yourself. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I do.
Wonderful, Albert. How does that feel, buddy?
I feel like my old self coming
Good.
Back. It was, I'm telling you, it was my old self when I called in.
Yeah. Good. We're just going to spend a couple more minutes and just make sure that you're clear. And then I'm going to be going out around 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I'll try to call me around 10 o'clock tonight.
Will do.
We can chat and see what we can do about your other issue. I'm picking it up. I have an idea of what it is already, so we can talk. My question is, as long as I have you on the phone, ask your sister how she's doing, because I'm picking up some sadness from her.
Okay, hang on a second, Stephen.
Sure.
Actually, Stephen, she wants to talk to you. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
I'll switch you over. Thank you, Stephen. You're a very loving man.
God bless you.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
I feel some sadness coming from you.
Yeah.
We're on the radio, honey. We're in front of about 13 or 14 million people, so what can I do for you, honey?
I guess if you'd like to work with me on lifting some of the sadness, that would
yes.
be great.
I'm going to clear you like I cleared your brother, so actually the house is pretty clear. Okay, the light's coming to you now. You guys pick up on each other so much.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Good. You feel the energy building up in your body now?
I'm feeling a little bit of energy, yeah, a little energized.
Yes. Good, honey. Good. I'm in your heart right now. You should feel your mind clearing already.
I can feel some energy up there.
Good, honey. Good. Good. You feel your legs opening up now? You should be able to feel the energy going down to your feet, honey.
I can feel some energy moving.
Good. Now you're opening up more, dear. That's important. You know, I'm going to be down there in March.
I know. That would be
wonderful.
I'm going
to be with Dr. Fred Bell. We're going to do a lot of good stuff down there. Good. Good. Your head's opening up more. Can you feel that, dear?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Very, very good. You feel the base of your spine opening up now. It just opened up a second ago. That feels better.
Down in the tailbone area.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, good, honey. Now your energy is opening up a lot more. How's the aura feel, honey?
It feels more open, a little
good
more expanded.
Dear. right.
Yeah, for several days I've been having a lot of muscle inflammation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a time of year, dear. Christmas is a very tough time of the year for a lot of people. And what we need to do is extend that 364 days a year even more. We need to make Christmas every day. We need to be able to introspect ourselves and take a look. It's a good time of the year to do that. You feel a lot better.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel to you now?
I feel more energy. There seems to be more openness.
Right. Do you feel more grounded, honey?
Yes, feeling a bit more grounded.
Good. I'm going to call your brother probably around 10:30 tonight, so I'll be in touch with you guys.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve.
Okay.
All right.
Love and light, honey.
Love you. Love and
bye-bye.
Light to you, too. Bye-bye.
So I think this time of the year is a very tough time of the year, and as I keep on repeating myself, I don't mean to, but we need to allow ourselves to have those feelings. But we also need to know that the introspection that we can do is really wonderful, that we can actually dig into ourselves, and I do mean to dig in, and just find out who we are, go deeper within ourselves and clear ourselves the best way that we possibly can. And I'm more than happy to help anybody who sincerely wants to be helped. If you want to give me a call, the phone number is 877-876-5227. And I'm more than happy to help you on the phone. So we can do some wonderful, wonderful healing. I guess, hello?
Hi, Stephen, this is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Fantastic. Just
good.
Wondering about getting some clearing done. Same thing, things in the head and the back and the shoulders and
sure,
all
not
that.
A problem, Scott.
Stomach?
Okay. I can see your tummy's a little dark. All right, you're getting a buildup of light in your diaphragm right now. And that's going through the top of your head very quickly. You should be able to feel energy in your spine now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. Let's just focus on that for a minute. That's wonderful. Okay. You've... On the lower left side of your intestines, I'm just clearing something out of there now. That's good. That's good. There's a lot of light going through your body now. You feel that big ball of light near you or inside of you now?
Yeah, I still... towards the tailbone, towards the root chakra.
Yes. Yes. I'm watching the light going through your body. It's actually opening up your first chakra. You've had a rough time, my friend.
Yes, sir.
You've had a rough time. What I need you to do is just allow yourself to clear. Let everything go in your mind. That's it. That's it. Just let everything go. We're going deeper inside of you. What I need you to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God. Breathe it straight through your body.
Breathing the breath of God.
Yes. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. Okay, we need to tell you, I'm hearing voice very, very clearly telling me to tell you, you've got to be gentle. You've been too rough on yourself.
Okay?
Be gentle with yourself. That's it. Now things are starting to clear even more. Very good. Do you feel a lot more grounded right now?
Yes.
Good. There's still a lot of work to do. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Chakra.
Excuse me?
I say it feels like it's kind of moved into the second chakra.
Yes. Yes.
And it's out in front of me, about 6 inches.
Good. Good. You should feel energy going through the top of your head now. Can you feel that and your feet?
Yes.
Good. Good. Okay, what you need to do, I breathe in the breath of God. Breathe it right into your diaphragm, please.
Okay, I breathe in the breath of God.
Yes. That's it. Your eyes are starting to open up more. Can you feel that?
I've been sitting here with them closed.
Well, you can sit with them closed or open. It doesn't make any difference. What you can do, Scott, is when you get a chance tonight, after we're done, light up a candle. Do you have candles at home?
Yes.
Light up a candle and feel the energy of the light.
Okay.
Take a look at the aura around the candle.
Yes.
And think of yourself as expanding like the candle and being centered like the candle.
Okay.
That'll help a lot. You're very visual.
Yes.
So that will help you tremendously. Can you feel the aura expanding around your body now?
Yes.
Good. 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 Okay. We just
wow.
need to clear you a lot more.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
but
you.
It's all from heaven. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just a facilitator. Should be able to feel things coming closer to your eyes. In other words, your eyes just opened up and things are becoming bigger. Can you see things around you becoming a little bigger?
Yes, that's true.
Good. 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 We're
Some
just
that,
waking you up.
That rough feeling in the eyes is disappearing. That's
yes.
Kind of rough, scratchy feeling.
Right. Just think of being gentle. Of loving kindness to yourself. That's it. Very, very good. How does it feel to be more grounded?
Oh, it feels wonderful.
Good. You should be able to feel the bottom of your spine opening up now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good. You're clearing. The back of your mind is clearing. I think that's very important for you. Let's just clear you out. I think it's really important for you right now. I had a very dear friend this morning stop over, and we were talking about being introspective this time of the year, and I think it's so important to really know that there's so much love abound. We need really to use it, and I think it's imperative to do that.
Yes.
So you need to find the light within yourself. And just use it. Just love yourself for who you are. Do you have a tough time with that?
Not too tough.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of deer in the last few days. That's a lot
mm-hmm.
of love. They project a lot of love.
Right. This time of the year, we were mentioning on the radio that it's pretty tough this time of the year. I mean, people have a very hard time with Christmas and
yes.
Hanukkah and New Year's and everything else. And I think what we need to do is allow ourselves to open up to the wonderfulness of it and not to the commercialism.
Right.
I think that's what turns a lot of people off is the commercialism.
Yeah,
and it's very hard to look at because there's so many things that happen this time of the year. You know, it's hard to grasp, and there's a tremendous amount of energy coming in now, and the energy is very, very powerful. And what we need to do is to be very gentle this time of the year because it's just very important. The energy is pure love. Some people can't handle pure love. Some people can't handle pure light. But it is here, and it's going to help us tremendously. It's not going to go away. So
yeah.
We need to accept that within us, and that's why we need to be extremely gentle. That light will help you tremendously. How does that light feel? Have you ever seen light that bright in yourself before?
I think I have before, yes. I've experienced it.
Okay. How does it feel now to see that kind of light again?
Oh, it feels very good. That's what we're here for.
We're
here to enjoy that and just all the time. I mean, to be within that energy field and enjoy and love ourselves and love the earth plane.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That kind of love can heal the world. Can actually heal the world. So with the love that you're getting, what we're going to do tonight is open you up to Mother Earth. We're going to take you right down to the center of the earth. You have the ability to heal the earth also.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, if you look down at your feet, you're going to see shards of crystal, and you're going to see light down at the center of the earth. Can you see that?
I can see some light.
That's it. Okay. Let's go down to that light, you and I. So just take your consciousness. I'm going to be with you, so don't be afraid of it. I'm going to take you right down to the center of the earth. That's it. Good. Just come with me. Good. Very, very good. Okay, you're just there. How's that light feel to you?
It feels good.
Okay. Let's go a little further down, right to the center. You feel that energy going through the top of your head pretty good?
Yes.
Good. Let's just bathe in this light down here. You've got the light of heaven in you. And the light of heaven is also in the light of the center of the earth. Good. Okay, what I need you to do is to learn to let go. Just let go. That's it. As you're letting go, you're going to feel the earth expand and yourself expand. Just let go. That's it. How does that feel to you?
Yes, it feels good. I can feel it and see it expanding both.
Right. Okay, let's come back up again. No, you want to stay down there, so let's stay here for a minute or two. Evidently, it's something that you and the Earth need to do.
Yeah, I'm broadcasting quite a bit to the Earth.
Good.
And purples and yellows and
good. Just enjoy it. Okay, we're coming back up. Very good. Just gently come up. That's it. Very good. How does that feel to you? How do you feel right now? You should feel fantastically well.
I feel very light.
Yes.
All the densities that were stuck are not stuck there now.
Right.
They have moved.
Right. What we need to realize is that Mother Earth is us, and we are Mother Earth. All the same, energy is all the same, from the cosmos all the way down to the center of the Earth, to the end of the universe, and to the end of all of universe. And I think what we need to do is to learn to love ourselves, to be able to do anything that we want without any kind of reservation, as long as it's life-giving, as it's life-affirming.
Yes.
And I think you're on your way. You feel very open. You feel very centered and focused right now.
Yes, and there's a lot of purple light energy surrounding me and radiating from me.
Good. 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 That's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, I'm at a different frequency now.
Oh, yes. Your frequency's gone through the roof. That's good. That's good. I'm so glad that you're on the phone with me. Think of this. Think of yourself as walking down a street and walking into somebody's aura and changing their life forever with your frequency without even knowing what you're doing.
Okay.
You have that ability.
And I'm willing to share that.
Thank you. That's so important to hear. Good. You're just clearing a little bit more. I'm just making sure that you're really profoundly changed here. You should feel very grounded, very centered. Your eyes should be very, very clear. Your heart's very clear. Your first, second, third, fourth. Wait, hold on a second. First, second, third. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. How do your chakras feel to you? They should feel very, very open to you.
Yes, earlier the throat chakra was closed down and a lot of stuff going on there.
Yes. It should be
now,
wide open now.
Swallow, it feels clear.
I'll try to help you with this. Chakras to me look like diamonds. It takes
okay.
in all the variants of color. There's a lot of people that say that our heart chakras should not be open. They shouldn't be open all the way. And I firmly disagree with that. I believe that our chakras should be open. They should be allowed to be whatever they need to be. So what I would highly suggest doing is think of loving kindness. Think of everything that's good for you. And most of all is to be gentle with yourself.
Okay.
Yes. Take a look at your hands. You should see a lot of light in the center of your hands right now. You should also, we'll slow it down here for a second. Can you see that light?
Yes, I can.
Good. I want you to take a look at the two chakras that are open up in the bottom of your feet. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. How does it feel to be connected to the center of the earth, heaven, and be open totally? How does that feel to you?
I feel very honored.
Well, I'll tell you, you deserve the honor, because that takes a lot of work to do that. And you should be proud of yourself to be able to be free like that, to be able to trust yourself.
Yes, I give thanks. I give thanks to everyone.
Good. Good. The one thing I learned about this is that no matter what kind of gifts I have, I'm no better than anybody else.
Right.
And we need to live that way. We need to live out of ego and in our hearts. I think it's so important to realize that. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Stephen.
I feel
Thank
honored
you.
To work on you.
And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
I send you my love.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Dear one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. For now.
Thank you. So, anyhow, I think what we're learning tonight is that we need to really honor ourselves, honor the positions that we're in, that God has given us gifts. Everybody on this planet has got gifts. We just need to be curious about that and open them up as best we can to be able to heal ourselves. And as we're healing ourselves, we can heal others. And I think it's so important to reach that kind of centeredness. Hello?
Hello. This is Dominic from London.
Oh, Dominic. Hi, buddy.
Hi there. Okay, I was wondering, is it possible for you to do healing for an aunt of mine who I haven't spoken to in 20 years?
Yes.
Well, she's got a kind of a problem with her brain. It's something's not quite getting into there, and she can't remember
very much.
Yeah,
I'm looking at
anymore.
Her right now, Dominic. Can you feel the energy going into her now?
I believe so. I'm going
through you to her.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of fear.
Yes. Just let that go.
Okay.
Attaboy. Good. Her mind is opening up now. There was a blockage there. It's open and gone now.
Okay.
How does it feel to you, Dominic?
I can feel the energy coming through.
Yes, just allow that to go. That's it. It's a tremendous amount of light there. Can you feel the light, Dominic?
Yes.
Whatever you're receiving, she's receiving. May I have her first name?
Anush.
Repeat that again?
Anush.
Okay.
She's Hungarian.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It only matters that love is given to her. That's it. Let's do this together. Let's say I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
And just give it to her. Just give her that breath. That's it. Just give it to her of free will.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God. That's it, Dominic. That's it. It's so beautiful. You're really helping her tremendously. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
As you're clearing her, you're being cleared too. There's a lot of black coming out of her. The part of the brain is already clear. We're clearing the rest of her body. And we're clearing you too, Dominic. Very good. Can you feel your third eye really opening up now?
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Good, good. God bless you, Dominic. You're such a good person. You really care and you're very compassionate about other people, and it's so showing and so giving of you to want to be able to do that this time of the year or any time of the year.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. That just centered you. Can you feel that, Dominic?
Oh, yeah.
That just centered your friend, too, so. That's wonderful, Dominic.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God. Okay, let's breathe it in for ourselves now. I breathe in the breath of God for ourselves.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. How do you feel, my friend?
Oh, I feel fine.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
much, much better, Dominic. Can you feel the energy clearer?
Yeah.
Good. Is she with you or is she far away?
She's far away.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. She's much clearer, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to clear you a little bit more. I just want to get to your frequency way up there, my friend. Just let go. That's it. Just let go. Good. Just feel the increase of energy go through you?
Yeah. Good. I've got kind of white feeling around my head now.
Yes. Good. Good. We're passing loving light to you. Very, very high frequency.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God. Beautiful, Dominic. Oh, gosh, that's so beautiful to see. That's wonderful. You're a very good person to want to help somebody else, Dominic. That's wonderful. We all can do that if we only take the love that's within inside of us and just be able to open up and expand it. Expand it to the universe. There's no limits. No limits to what we can do. God has given us such gifts. And you're a gift to the planet, Dominic. It's wonderful. How do you feel? Good. Good. That's wonderful. Feels really good, buddy.
Okay.
Feels very good. Dominic, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for being
here. You're in
call.
England, aren't you, if I remember?
Sorry?
You're in England, if I remember.
Yes, I am. Yes.
What I'm going to do, I'm over your house right now. What I'm going to do is light up the house. I'm sending in pure white light into your home. You should be able to feel that already in the center of your home. It's going right through the house. Can you feel that?
Oh, gosh. I'm seeing all the light kind of
Yes. Moving
all around.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be really good for you. Thank you, Dominic, for calling. That's so kind of you to do that and to want to help a friend. That's everything in the world.
Okay, lovely to talk to you. Okay, cheerio, bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. God bless. Anyhow, I have to thank Karen a lot today. She's a wonderful friend, and we were discussing this morning. So the idea of feeling who we are this time of the year and be able to take that and do that all year round. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I think it's really great that we... Hello?
Yes, this is Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Well, I have lots of health problems of my own, but my brother also has... tremendous problems with Crohn's disease.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if maybe you can help him.
Well, first of all, let's help you first. Let's clear you because you really need this. Here we go.
Oh, I got a lot of problems.
Okay. Let's just give you some light here. That's it. Good. What we need to do, your liver and your pancreas are clearing right now. Okay, you should be able to feel the light going through the bottom part of your body right now. Can you feel that going into your spine also?
No,
if you can't feel, that's okay. Excuse me?
I can't really feel it, but you know the areas that are...
Yes.
Some of the areas, I know that.
Now, your blood's changing, and so is your DNA, your RNA, and your cellular levels are changing right now. That's it. You should feel very focused right now. Can you feel yourself becoming more grounded and focused?
Yes, I believe I can.
Good.
I can.
Good. Part of the problem is you haven't been grounded or focused. Good. They're sending you, God is sending you an awful lot of energy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Open up your mind. Let everything go. You've been too tough on yourself, buddy. We need to be gentle. That's it. There's a song that you might want to listen to. It's Rock Me Gently, Rock Me Slowly. Remember that song from the 60s?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. Think about that for a while. That's the song that I'm hearing coming from your heart. That's it. You can feel your mind opening up now. Can you feel that?
I believe I can.
Good. You've been in depression for some time?
Yes.
Yes, well, that's opening up now, too. That's clearing. Trust yourself. You need to trust yourself. You need to love yourself. Just allow the love to come from your heart. That's it. Let it come. There's a big ball of light that's going into your body right now. That's it. Just accept it. There's part of you that you don't need anymore that's coming out of you. That's it. Just let it go. Trust yourself. Trust God, because this is all from heaven. It's not from me.
Yes, I understand.
That's it. Thank you, Lord. There it goes. Feel the energy flowing through yourself now a lot better?
I just felt something in my heart.
Yes.
I've had bypass.
Good. You're opening up a lot more. Trust yourself. That's it.
I felt the light many years ago during meditation.
Good.
In the 70s.
Good. Have you been able to see light?
I haven't since then, no.
How does it feel now?
Well, I don't know. I feel like something over my head.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Like a cap over my head?
Yes. How does that feel to you?
I can feel that in my heart.
Good. Let me give you my phone number at home because I'm going to be off the air in 1 minute.
Okay.
It's 585-461-3319. And if you have Verizon, do you have Verizon? Cellular phone?
I have Vonage. I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, you're welcome to call me at home and we can work together. But I'm going to have to sign off now, and you're feeling much better.
Yes, I believe so.
Good.
Good. I hope there was a way to help my brother.
Yes, I'm passing the energy from your heart over to your brother's heart right now. So if you would, if you can call me, I'm going to be out to around 10 o'clock. I have somebody calling me from about 10 to 10:30. If you want to call me around 10:30, quarter to 11, we can continue working.
And that's, you're in California?
No. I am in New York.
New York.
Eastern Standard Time.
One hour difference.
Yes.
From us, yes.
Yes. So if you want to do that, I'm more than happy to help you. But I'm getting it's not necessary. The energy is going to your brother. He's being cleared right now as we speak.
Oh, God, I hope so. He's
yep.
suffered a lot.
Yep. He's clearing. Okay, the energy is going back into your heart. You should be able to feel things a lot bigger. If you look around the house, you're going to see things much clearer and bigger. Can you feel that?
I don't know. Maybe, yes.
Okay, good. Well, what I'm talking about, if you have a picture...
I can see a difference in my eyes.
Good.
I've had problems with blurry vision.
Good. Yeah, I think you'll be a lot clearer. Listen, I've got to go. So, God bless you. If you want to call me, fine.
Thank you so much, and I will call. Yes.
Okay. I need to sign off. So, this is Steve Barish, the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you. May you all have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.